Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Hannah Haynes. Just before Democratic Governor Jay Nixon left office, he announced the purchase of thousands of acres of land to be made into new state parks. These parks, 11 Point, Bryant Creek, Ozark Mountain, and Jay Nixon State Park, are spread out across the state, but you can't visit any of them. Ben Ellis, director of Missouri State Parks, says after the election of Republican Governor Eric Greitens, Jay Nixon State Park in Reynolds County was closed, and the others never opened.
The Jay Nixon one was opened very briefly, but then when this administration came in and we realized that there was no boundaries, there was nothing that had been surveyed, we didn't know where the property started and ended, we didn't want to have people trespassing, so we closed that one until we could at least get boundary signs or the areas surveyed, of which we're in the process of doing now.
Bryant Creek State Park sits in Douglas County in Republican State Representative Lyle Rowland's district. He says former Governor Nixon never should have purchased this land in the first place.
There was no openness about it. We didn't get to vote on it. We didn't get any discussions. It wasn't vetted. It was one person making a decision that he's going to buy land and open up four new state parks. And he did it with money that could have been there to have made some real changes to some of the programs that we really needed.
But advocates of state parks see it differently. John Hickey with Missouri's Sierra Club, an environmental organization, says these parks should be open as soon as possible. He points to attendance numbers and the recent vote on the Parks, Soils, and Water Sales Tax, which is the main source of funding for state parks.
There was 21 million visitors to our state parks. That is a record. There's never in history been that many visitors to Missouri state parks. So that is another example of how Missourians are voting with their feet and going out and enjoying these state parks. So not unlike the vote in November of 2016, where we can point to 80% support for parks, we can also point to 21 million visits.
So while the parks sit without the public able to visit them, the Division of Missouri State Parks is trying to decide what to do. But Ellis says practical concerns make it hard to know how to move forward.
Missourians love their parks. And with these parks, there was no funding for development, and there was no funding for additional staff. So to open these parks would mean drawing money from parks that people already love.
Legislators and the Division of Missouri State Parks are looking over comments they've gathered from the public about Bryant Creek, Jay Nixon, and Ozark Mountain State Park to decide what to do with them. And until they make a decision, the parks will remain off limits for Missourians, which Ellis says could take a while.
It's not unusual for parkland to sit for a period of time until a decision is made as how to move forward on it. But no, there is no timeline, and we will make a decision when it's prudent and when we have enough information and a strong understanding of how we can move forward to providing access to these parks to Missourians and their guests.
In the past, state park land has sat for several years before being developed for public use. That's it for this week on Missouri Environment. You can find this episode and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Hannah Haynes.